Broadcasting live from the Gruber Law Office's One Call That's All studio at the Avenue in downtown Milwaukee. This is Kyle Brusten Nordman, KBN, on ESPN Wisconsin. Here's Kyle Wallace, Ben Brust, and Brad Nordman.
Monday, Kyle Brusten-Ortman across ESPN Wisconsin. My name is Ben Brust alongside, let's start with Super Bowl 50 runner-up Brad Nordman.
Oh, hey!
I tell you what, I did not know that Jacksonville was in the top right corner of Florida.
Yeah, that was
so
crazy.
Fascinating.
What?
Me.
You didn't know?
I did. For some reason, I think it makes a lot of sense because you talk about being in Jacksonville and going to the Padre Vida Inn and Club and five-star resort
cool.
thing that none of us can afford.
Oh, yeah, close enough.
Which makes sense. That would be, like, close to the water. For some reason, when I think Jacksonville, I think it's in the middle of Florida and no one wants to go there.
You didn't know Jacksonville was on a coast?
Had no idea until I was on Flight Tracker on my flight on Friday.
Oh, you're trying to pass time.
You thought it was, like, Orlando.
I get fascinated by it.
Well, I love the Flight Tracker.
The Flight Tracker... All I need is some Wi-Fi and a flight tracker, and you can give me 5 hours, and I'm locked.
It is cool because you can go across the world.
Yeah.
Wherever they fly to.
I always find interesting the path by which the plane takes sometimes.
Me too. Because there is something called the Great Circle Route.
Oh.
They say that, like...
The Great Circle Route?
Now,
not just the circle
ask,
route?
Don't ask...
What is the Great Circle
don't
Route?
Don't ask me to explain said Great Circle
well,
Route.
Well, then why are you referencing it?
Because I did learn... In school, for some reason that I'm remembering this, that everyone says the fastest point to another destination is in a straight line, but when you fly, that is incorrect because of the Great Circle Route, because the world is...
How it's the Great Circle
because
Route.
The world
like
is flat.
Some sort of like...
No, I'm going to look it up. Kyle Wallace here with us, Alex Trofer on the show. Maybe my brain's just wild right now because I was up at 3 a.m. Central Time to fly back today. But is the Great Circle Route a real thing?
Oh, my gosh. It is a real thing.
Is it called the Great Circle Route?
It is called the Great. There's a Great Circle map. Why do they include great? Why the superlative great?
Because it's great.
I sounded ridiculous saying it.
It's the shortest distance between two points on a sphere.
Yeah.
That how about that?
Okay, why do I know that? But I suck at Are You Smarter Than Ben Brust?
That is crazy.
Why did I retain the Great Circle Route?
Oh, wow. You can go to a whole Great Circle map and you can put in name of city or airport code.
Yeah, and
wow.
So it probably shows you the best flight path because it's not a straight line because unless you believe the Earth is flat.
You make no sense at all.
But this makes sense.
Well, this does.
Yes.
I'm not referring to this,
I know. You're referring
to
me as the individual.
Who makes no sense.
Yes.
I've never heard of this.
And it's fascinating,
isn't
it?
Did you study aviation at one point?
No. You have my high school's transcripts, don't you?
Your high school what?
Transcripts.
I have a transcript, yeah.
I think I got an A in geography. And I think that's when I learned about the Great Circle
This is
route.
What's crazy, because I'm looking at a picture right now of a flight map from L.A. to Paris, right, where you go across the U.S.
Dude, you're basically in Iceland, aren't you?
You go up to, like, Iceland. You're almost in, like, the Arctic Circle.
Oh,
it's crazy.
Because of where
that's
a sphere.
That's a massive arc.
Because it's not flat.
I guess not. I guess that proves it. The Great Circle.
For those flat earthers, to their point... How do you know? Have you ever flown a plane?
800-990-3776 is the Carveless talking text line. I did not plan on starting here at all.
When's the last time
you
heard that?
But isn't it fascinating?
The Great Circle.
You got a B in geometry. I don't know if that applies
here. That does not apply here. What about geography?
This is more like physics.
I want more geometry because it's angles, right?
But wait,
the Great Circle route.
This feels like physics.
It might be physics.
I got a D in physics.
Physics.
This helped you get the D as opposed to the F then, because this is an incredible pull.
I have not even been checking Strofe, so I'm just going to read Chef Ed's text here. Are we on YouTube? Because he says no YouTube.
Maybe your YouTube volume.
He looks like he's doing something that he forgot to. I'm not going to yell at you like Kyle does.
Go ahead, Kyle.
The hell? People... You're telling me that YouTube missed the Great Circle Route conversation?
Oh, forever deprived.
Are you kidding me?
I'm over here reading transcripts. What? Wait, what subject am I looking for?
Geography.
What's wrong with your voice?
It's a little groggy. It was a big 2-day event.
You never took geography.
I had to have. Where else would I have learned the Great Circle
route? You took U.S. history, got an A in that.
So wait, you just assume you took geography?
I had to have. Anyways.
Listen to this.
What's Hume Geopol Econ? That sounds like human geography, politics, and economy.
Okay. Go back to producing the show.
I am.
Go back to getting this on YouTube.
Yeah. Make sure we're all set up and ready to go. This
Thank
is
you,
classic
Chef
Mr. Irrelevant energy on a Monday after his YouTube show. What did you find, Brad?
Just the way this is described. Quote, the great circle navigation is the practice of navigating a vessel along a great circle, yielding the shortest distance between two points on the globe. I am so impressed by
so
the rest.
So whenever somebody tells you the fastest point between two places is a straight line,
let them know that's
well,
false.
Well, I don't know if they can. Can you do a straight line on Earth because of the sphere?
No. That,
you can't.
That's the whole point.
It's all arc.
So it's kind of like what the arc is.
But it's not a straight line.
Oh, that's true. That's true.
It's an arc.
What's crazy
Are we driving in an arc?
No.
What's crazy
I don't know.
I'm thinking about like the arc. The plane takes off and you're arcing over the Earth,
yeah,
and the Earth is also moving underneath
spinning
you.
Spinning at the same time.
So it's like
yeah,
two moving objects.
Yeah, it is.
Oof.
I try not to think about it.
Put your brain in a tizzy. Yeah, right? Now you guys know why I like that flight tracker.
I like the flight tracker just to see.
So we have a little surprise. Strofe, I need you to focus in because...
Oh, I get to do this.
Yes, you get to do this, Kyle. Yes. Kyle Brussendortman across ESPN Wisconsin, 800-990-3776 is the Carbless Talk and Text line. Are we officially on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison? That's a thumbs up. And listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app.
Hey, Strofe, buddy.
Yeah?
I need a favor from you.
Sure, what's up?
So Thursday,
you don't have to, you just stop. You already said sure.
Oh, okay, cool. Well, at that point, so cool. So we're done.
Yep.
Oh,
he said yes.
Well, cool. Thursday, Strofe. After the show, I need you to drop me off at the airport, and then I need you to pick me up on Monday as well, 9:00.
What time on Monday?
9:00 a.m.
A.m.
Yep. 8:45.
What time is your flight Thursday?
My flight leaves at 7:00, so I need to be at the airport at 5:35, 5:45.
Okay, so we'll leave here. We'll go straight to the airport. I'll pick you up 9 a.m. Monday.
Wow!
Just like that.
That's correct.
Yeah.
This is a great look into his relationship.
Wow.
Yes. I'll do it.
No need to double check.
Am I going to get door to door service as well?
I will not be coming into the airport.
No.
I want to walk into your arm.
That's the experience.
Part of the drop off experience is getting picked up at the airport and being greeted by the TSA exit.
But it's 9 a.m. It's
going to
be busy on a Monday.
Would you say that to your girlfriend?
No, absolutely not.
So
I would absolutely pick my
girlfriend. Well, treat me like her.
You made fun of me for doing that.
I've known you longer than you've known her.
But you made fun of me for doing that.
Okay, I made fun of you for doing it to somebody else, not me. She loves it, and I would love it, too.
Who knows?
Okay, I'll do it then. I'll make you a sign.
Maybe it'll be so impactful for...
For the record, I don't see us on YouTube still.
Well, we're on YouTube.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't either. But, hey, to each their own.
Maybe the act will be so impactful onto Kyle that he'll start doing that to baby girl.
Could you imagine?
All right. It changes the fabric of your
relationship. Why we got to bring baby girl into this? Right now, we focus on me. Me. What's Joe going to do for me? Now y'all trying to get more work for me.
Oh, and so you're going to Vegas, too. So he's really going to need a hug when he gets back.
I am going to
Or you may
hug.
Not
yeah,
want to touch
about
him.
You're taking a red eye then, right?
Sure am. Love my red eyes.
When time do you depart from Vegas?
12:54 a.m. Vegas time, which is 2:54 our time.
When you have a little bit of sleep, are you grumpy?
No. I'm good. Have you ever seen me grumpy? I might have been agitated, but have you ever seen me like grumpy?
It's a really good point.
But we see you in the afternoon. This is going to be after a red-eye flight from a fun weekend.
I'm an angel when I wake up in the morning.
So you're only grumpy after the Packers lose?
Yeah, for the most part. Or somebody does something stupid that annoys me.
Gotcha.
But yeah, I appreciate Strofe. Strofe is a good friend. I'm saying this. I mean, he said yes.
It was
immediately.
It was too quick almost.
It was. I'm sitting here thinking, I'll ask somebody from 101.7 True, Benjamin. I know he lives in Racine. I'm like, maybe I'll ask him, but he had to go to an event on Thursday that's actually located here as on Thursday.
No. You don't need to. You can just simplify us. We have the KBN simp.
We do have a KBN simp, which I love your simping. Alex Strofe. I'm 100% for Alex Strofe being a simp because it works in my
favor. Whatever
family.
We want, we got our guy.
If somebody asks me a favor,
I don't know if it's that simple. But this is pretty easy.
It's still.
Did you have any sort of
you didn't even check your calendar.
You're not going to the Sharp Literacy event on Thursday, are you?
No.
Oh, okay.
Well, I mean, cool. I wasn't invited. Maybe I'll end up there, but
right after he drops you off, he's going to crash it.
Yeah, I mean, Thursday night, that's fine. We're leaving right from here, right? We're both going to be here anyway.
We'll be here. Yeah, I didn't ask Brad because Brad goes a different direction. Go to a carnival walk out to his castle.
Oh, wait a minute. Monday's Memorial Day?
Oh.
Yeah, Monday's Memorial Day. That's how I know you're available.
Bad news.
What do you mean bad news? You already told me.
I thought Monday was a work day.
What does that mean?
I can drop you off. I can't pick you up.
Excuse me. I already text baby.
We have a verbal contract.
Hold on a minute.
What's going on Thursday?
Is Thursday the 22nd?
Stop playing with me.
Kyle.
Stop playing with me.
Oh, I think he's hosting Homer Hour.
Yeah.
Alexander Strofe.
You're not going to do either now.
Alexander Strofe. You had me all excited.
He said yes, yes, no problem.
Didn't even look at the calendar.
He's double checking.
Alexander, are you serious right now?
Yeah, well, what do you mean am I serious?
You said what?
I said, yeah, of course I'm serious. Why would I lie?
So now I got to figure out a new ride.
Do you regret not asking more questions?
What he just said yes.
He said yes, yes.
When somebody asks me to do a favor, first of all, when someone says, hey, Brad, can you do me a favor? I'm like, what is it? I'm like, and then even when they ask, I'm like, I got to check the calendar. So I got to check with Lexi.
You got to get to the airport at what time on Thursday?
I got to get to the airport by 6 o'clock.
How about 6:20?
We could probably swing it. We could swing it. My flight leaves at 7:10.
I could bring you. Oh boy, that's quick.
Are you checking a bag?
No, I don't need to check a bag. I can just take a carry on.
Oh, now you've
now he's changed his plans.
You've made him change his.
I haven't made him do anything.
Hey,
beggars can't be choosers.
They cannot be.
I'm confused by this. So we had on the show she written surprise. I didn't know what it was.
The surprise was you're driving Kyle to the airport because we knew you'd say yes.
All right. Well, the good news is, Kyle, I actually have no plans on Thursday or Monday. I got you.
Hey.
That was pretty quick on your feet to think of Memorial Day.
Thanks.
Memorial Day is early, right?
This is earlier this year.
Yeah, the month lines up a little strangely this year.
So the Great Circle Route was a thing that I came up with because I was thinking about the flight tracker. But also on the flight, I forget, it was definitely two because it wasn't this morning because that's all blur. On the way to Hilton Head, Giannis is playing with my heart.
Ooh.
Giannis is playing with my heart.
He was playing games yesterday, wasn't he?
This is the most upset I've ever been with Giannis. And he didn't really do anything wrong, but he's doing things different. And when I see things different from somebody who's been the most consistent person in my entire life, has Giannis not been the most consistent person in everyone's life over the last 12 years?
I mean, that's pretty strong. I mean, I mean.
Literally, you've had to not worry about him at all.
That is, a couple years ago we were concerned before we got Dame.
Yeah, but like, he still wasn't going anywhere.
No, he wasn't leaving.
No.
I will say this is the first time that I don't know what the future
He's
holds.
He's acting out.
Good way to phrase it.
This is him acting out, and I don't like it.
Well, those 12 and 13-year-olds, you know, when you get into that teen years of being in the league and being of age.
I'll tell you why Giannis is playing with my heart and why I don't like it. Next.
This is Kyle Bruston-Nortman, KBN.
Brad.
Kyle.
I know.
Kyle.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
I'd like to be saying welcome back to Giannis Antetokounmpo, but he's playing with my heart a little bit. When somebody starts doing things different than they've been doing things, it raises a little bit of a red flag to me. And this isn't me saying that he's not going to be back. It's just me saying I don't like it. I don't like it because this means he's on social media. I'm hearing rumors that Giannis is seeing like content that people are putting out there, maybe locally. Maybe someone on the show's content has been seen by Giannis because he's really focused.
Oh,
on what people are saying about him for the first time.
Giannis, I love you and stay here in Milwaukee.
Yes, say it. Say it.
Giannis, I love you and stay here in Milwaukee. Yanni forever.
Please stay, Giannis. Please.
Yesterday, Giannis went on a like Q&A on Twitter X at Giannis_AN34. And he's literally answering questions from fans. And I don't like it. I don't like it at all because he's you can probably not read into it when he says, what's his favorite city to play at outside of Milwaukee? Here's how I can confirm that one you shouldn't freak out about. He says New York. He also was consistent, because I like when Giannis is consistent, at the analysis show, which was a live show. This question was asked by a young fan who got a chance to ask a question at Potawatomi Casino Hotel for his brother, and he had mentioned the Garden. He like any athlete, right? He likes playing at the Garden. But he's putting New York, like, he's just stay silent. Like, why are you being different? Don't be different. Be the guy that's been consistent. Don't put stuff out there like this to make people read into it. I don't like it. He's putting too many things for us to have to think about when we never had to think about it. We already have too much to think about him. And now I got to think about it more by reading him in a Q&A. He doesn't do Q&As. You're not a Q&A guy, Giannis. You're not Durant. You're not on Twitter. You're not replying to people. I don't know. Maybe I'm also reading into this because I'm not actually reading the answers. I'm reading into the fact that he's just like being different. It scares me. Am I being crazy? I'm sleep deprived.
I thought it was strange. It didn't seem like his personality. And it almost feels like you said, like acting out, it does almost feel like he's a coming-of-age teenager starting to taste a little bit of freedom, a little bit of, oh, I don't necessarily need to do things the way I've always done them. If everyone else is going to be acting crazy and there is no shortage of crazy Giannis takes out there, I might as well get in the fold. I might as well say a couple of things. Now, all of the answers were a bit... not all of them, but some of them were a bit cryptic. I believe there was one question that was something the effect of, like, what cities in the U.S. are you the happiest in? And he said Florida cities. That's kind of weird. Like, you know, is that tipping his hand to the east or something like that? But, like, it was just enough, like, breadcrumbs and nonsense to make fans lose their mind like we are right now, but not so much to tip his hand in any direction. So it just feels to me like, if everyone else is going to talk, I might as well do a little talking too.
Oh,
he's talking at the time too when like there's the most rumors about him ever leaving the place that we've never seen him leave.
Yeah, get your drawers out of a bunch and get your pants out your butt.
Oh, so you're looking me dead in the eye and say you're feeling 110% confident that Giannis will be a Milwaukee Buck next year.
I mean, I wasn't confident before this, but after this, I'm still confident. I'm glad that Giannis, a man who has
I wasn't confident before this, but after this, I'm still confident?
No, I'm still at the same.
That's a sentence that doesn't make sense.
I wasn't confident before that, and still after this, I'm still not confident. I'm not any less confident in the fact that Giannis is going to stay. I'm glad Giannis is finally letting loose, because too often Giannis deletes his social media. He's always, Giannis, I'm glad you don't have to have this hard exterior. The man is becoming a father, and as both of you who understand what
he already has kids.
He's got four kids. This isn't new.
But this is just him coming out. You guys have multiple children. You know how stressful the life can be. He's looking for an outlet, and the outlet.
What?
What do you mean?
So why does he do this?
This is wild.
Why does he do this?
He's doing it just to have fun. A lot of great answers. Who's his favorite wrestler of all time? Latino Heat, Eddie Guerrero. That's cool.
Nice.
His first NBA jersey ever, a fake Carmelo Anthony jersey. He was having fun. His favorite music genre. Do you know what his favorite music genre is?
No.
Heavy metal. He was having...
No.
Exactly.
That's gotta be a joke.
That's a joke.
It's chaos. Yeah.
That's the whole point. He's
Kyle,
having fun with people.
Did you see my favorite one?
He
was asked, it's him and four other NBA players versus one gorilla.
Yeah, he went all bigs.
He picked Steven Adams, which is a great selection.
It is.
Nikola Jokic, Zach Edey, and Zubac.
Zubac.
How do you feel about him being asked who are your favorite NFL teams? He says the Packers and the Cowboys.
I mean, he's a Cowboys fan. Man. Listen.
That ain't right.
I'm not looking into this. Listen, this
I
ain't
have
going
a Zubac
to determine-
story. If you guys let me go for a quick aside,
okay, Woody.
So, we were at Wisconsin my junior year. It was a Ryan Evans who played for Wisconsin basketball senior year.
Oh yeah,
and we had some recruits come in, and it was I think it was Miles Plumlee.
Oh yeah, he came in for a visit.
And I think there's multiple Zubaks, if I'm not mistaken.
There's multiple Plumlees. I don't know about the Zubak.
Well, I don't know about the Zubaks, but I know there's multiple Plumlees as well because one was in college,
good pop, Kyle. Good pop.
And one was being recruited and was at Wisconsin. And the parents are there. And in the moment I knew that the Plumlees had no chance of ever coming to Wisconsin is when Ryan Evans went up to the family, goes, "Hey, it's the Zubaks."
Oh, no.
Wow.
"Hey, it's the Zubaks." No, Ryan, this is the Plumlees, man.
It's a big difference.
Is Ryan going to be at your wedding or no?
No, he's not.
Okay, Ryan Evans, he was way too trash to be out there messing up stuff for us. Okay? I'm going to tell you this right now.
When you got to shoot a jump shot on a free throw. You shouldn't be telling.
We ain't talking about Zoom making that, messing that stuff up. Plumlee would have been nice on the bench.
Been real nice.
We've always been missing that athletic center.
Why did Bo assign him to be the person that was welcoming the fam?
No, he wasn't assigned. He walked out from getting dressed for practice, and the family was standing like by the court, just, you know, taking a browse and everything.
Gosh.
He goes, "Hey, it's the Zubaks." No shot at Plumlee after that.
No shot at all.
No shot.
Let's get out.
Could you imagine being called the wrong family?
They don't even look alike.
None. Zitch.
Was he joking? I think he must have been joking.
No.
Did somebody tell Ryan Evans?
What'd you say before zero?
Zilch. I said zitch. I meant to say zilch.
Did somebody tell Ryan Evans he just messed up?
Yeah, we were all like, "Dude, what are you doing, man? It's not the Zubaks." He's like, "Oh no." Yeah, but he's just kind of whatever. Like, you know, it's practice now.
Oh my gosh, yeah,
he graduated, and then we could have used a Plumlee.
Yeah, working the Plumlee family, working it, and the best way Bo can, and it just gets detonated by a dumb comment.
I didn't realize Zubak was even known back then.
Me either. Me either.
Well, that's funny. Well, I'm not worried about Giannis, though. I'm happy.
You have no real good reasons.
I think you're trying to convince yourself.
No, I'm not convincing myself. He's having fun. He's seeing all the noise, and he's playing into it. Yes, is this a little bit different from Gianni in a way he has been in the past? Yes, but I'm glad he's finally letting loose. Right now, Giannis is in basically the pinnacle of his career. He's going to have the next three most important seasons of his life. Oh, he can sit here, he can stress about it, or he can have fun and engage with the fans. Where's your favorite city to play in if it's New York? Fantastic. It's the Big Apple.
Do you think he did this on a whim, or do you think he was calculated with doing it?
He is a calculated man.
He's thoughtful.
No, he was having fun.
Every post that is put out there is thoughtful.
Nah, he was having fun.
Every picture, every caption, it is thoughtful.
That's why that cream win for the Cream City and the salute and the praise hands was so important. It means something. There's a meaning behind all
these
things.
I don't know what it means, but I don't like that there's all this crypticness.
KBN Nation, don't fall for the trap.
Okay, you know what this is giving me? Again, this could be PTSD as well, but what happens when a quarterback for the Green Bay Packers plays 12 years in the state?
They leave at a certain point.
They get a little cryptic. The social media posts.
Well, this is a good cryptic. Like, who's your favorite?
You win a championship, you get cryptic.
They asked who's his favorite soccer player of all time. Ronaldo, Messi, Zidane, and Thierry Henry. Like, this is all fun.
Well, why now?
Because
why
you get to learn. You get to learn about Giannis, man. You can get the favorite cologne that he likes.
Let's go to the Carbless Talk and Text Line. Diana Maguanago, you're up at 800-990-3776. Hit us, Dirty B.
Happy Monday!
Hey, yes, yes. Monday, Dirty D.
You guys must really be celebrities. Even the Amazon guys listen to you guys. I had a package delivered last week, and I was in the driveway, and the Amazon guy pulled up, and he seen my Bucks plates that are on my car. They say GF34 on them. And he asked me, he goes, "You listen to KBN in the afternoon?" And I'm like, "Yeah, every day." I said, "Those are my boys." He goes, "Was that you that was on the radio every day with them?" I'm like, "Wow, dude's good."
Hey,
he didn't say, that's me. I'm Dirty D.
Diana's a celebrity right alongside us, boys.
Dirty
How
D.
How about that? Shout out to that Amazon driver.
Yeah, shout out to all.
Everyone, KBN Nation.
Shout out to everybody. Oh, with baby girl, her friends this weekend. Shout out to you, Joe.
Joe Kelly.
Dan Kelly. Shout out to both of you.
Wow, you put their whole name out there, huh?
Yeah. I mean, fans.
Why'd you do that?
Well, is that not as bad?
Well, we weren't like, Diana, what's your last name? Like, you know, putting her last name out there.
Yeah.
Shout out Joe Kelly. I was
a pitcher, isn't it?
I mean, I was sitting at the bar in Oshkosh this weekend, and a guy by the name of Corey comes up to me, and he goes, just so you know, you were right about roast beef. Roast beef is the best sandwich meat. I said, wow, you've been listening for a long time, Corey. So shout out to Corey.
So interesting. So when people come up to you, like our great KBN Nation, do they recognize your voice first or do they recognize your face?
He said, I would recognize the voice anywhere, but then you took your hat off and I saw you had a shaved head.
Ah.
And that's how I knew it was you.
Ah. Yes, we did raise some money for the Mac Fund, which has led to myself having the best looking buzz cut and yours growing in a little
irritating.
Bit.
This is irritating.
This is a problem.
Yeah,
it's become a problem in the normal household.
Brad, it's not abnormal because that's kind of the haircut you had when I met you.
Yeah.
For me, it's abnormal. I look like a freaking chia pet, boys.
Let me see it.
I'm
it's looking rough.
Oh, put yourself on camera.
I thought mine looked rough. Lexi has mandated I need to wear a hat outside the house.
Yeah, me too.
It's looking.
Wait, your significant others have mandated hats?
I self-mandated.
Yeah, yours is now not great anymore, Joe.
Look at that. I'm growing more on the sides than on the top.
Yeah, yours is growing slow. It's been 2 weeks, Brad.
I mean, yeah, I'm
hate to break it to you, Brad.
By the time baby shower
comes
around.
We saw the bald spots. It's probably not going to grow faster on the top.
That's exactly right.
Is anything coming in those corners at all? No,
nothing. Nothing. It's like one of those plants. It's like not a perennial plant that keeps on coming back each winter. It's like one plant that if it dies, it dies.
May I ask, why do both of y'all heads have the missing hair in like the corners and the sides?
Because it's receding hairlines, Kyle.
Why are you
Kyle, they're getting
like,
older.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
What do you want to say?
Glowing locks like you do. Your hairline is still straight as can be.
Wait a minute.
You have a full head of hair.
Wait a minute. So y'all know y'all hair is receding? That's why it's doing that?
When we got the buzz cuts, it was the first thing that we had to look at ourselves internally and say, damn.
Because it's not
what happened.
It's not growing back in.
I looked at a picture for me from like 2014 when Lexi and I got married. I've got like 40% more forehead now. It's crazy. It is my forehead.
It's a lot of forehead.
But 1.5 times the size.
Poor guys. Poor guys.
Tough
maybe
life. It's time to let it go.
Meanwhile, the Gen Zer, his hair is perfectly fine. He just look like chia.
Yeah, just a little chia action.
What about the next segment on a Monday after your rough start 10 minutes into the show not having us on YouTube? Is this going to be a bad becoming relevant?
Okay, in my defense, it was really only 6 minutes. And then we had a different issue, which caused the extra.
Yeah, fall. I like that, Strofe. See, always tell people there's other stuff going on as a producer. Deflect. No accountability.
Oh, it's just great. The worst producer in the building is giving me tips on how to be a bad producer. Awesome.
Of all the things our YouTube audience will miss, and they'll never be on YouTube, it's Ben Bruss coming up with a brilliant, like, physics pull of the great circle.
He didn't come up with anything.
No,
he
but just, I know the recollection out of my mind.
But he recollected it.
The fact that the bar was so low that you said, oh my God, YouTube is going to miss Ben Bruss knowing something? That's a sad indication
of where we're at
as a show.
No. It's a strong indication that when I do have something that actually like makes sense, it's crazy. Like that needs to be out there.
Were you recording at least?
Yeah, I should have been. So maybe it could end up on YouTube someday.
There it is.
The lost 10 minutes.
A YouTube short.
Yeah, that's how long your knowledge
is. Ben Bruss on air travel. So is this going to be good or bad?
Oh, it's going to be good because if I could find the hotkey, I can't find it. Oh, no. Everything's a mess.
Wow, he sucks.
Yeah, you're getting worse than Kyle.
He sucks. Your ass.
Oh.
That's the one I was looking at. We're going to be doing some of this.
We're going to sue your ass.
I've got a big idea.
Wow.
Oh. I think I know it.
I don't.
Do you?
Next.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman.
Kyle, I think you're doing a good job getting it all off your chest.
I love Matt LaFleur.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Brad Norton with you, KBN Nation, at 800-990-3776. The Carbless Talk and Text Line list is more. Listen on the all-new ESPN Wisconsin app and check us on YouTube at ESPN Milwaukee and at ESPN Madison. Time now to hand it over to Alex Stroh for Becoming Relevant.
Hey, Mr. Irrelevant. It's time to become relevant. Stroh's time to shine on KBN starts
now.
Don't you guys hate when somebody who claims to be working on their listening skills while you're in the middle of saying, hey, I've been meaning to ask you, walks out of the room?
I had to use the restroom.
In the middle of our discussion?
He's a work in progress.
I heard you. You were meaning to ask me something. I was like, I got bigger priorities than whatever you got to ask me.
Progress isn't linear. Is that
what?
That is
what Wilde says. Wilde says. Will be joining us at 3:15 to discuss all things Packers. Yes, indeed. All right, how about this first story, fellas? I read this morning, and I can't stop thinking about it. A Texas man is suing the fast food chain Whataburger for $1 million after he requested no onions on his burger. He has an onion allergy, so he is citing extreme personal and some health damages. He had to check into a hospital after eating the onions. However, this is not the first fast food chain he's sued for the same issue.
Oh.
He sued Sonic last July for $1 million.
Did he win?
I don't know if that case is done yet. So now he has two different lawsuits for $1 million each to fast food chains who put onions on his cheeseburgers.
Dang. I would always order the burger that had onions and say no onions, you know, and pray.
Record the order every time.
Oh, yeah.
You know? He's probably every day.
But the thing is, he's probably getting better at this. This guy's a genius. I got to give him credit.
Yeah, I'm with you. Because I'm one. I have taken sandwiches back. Yeah, well, I've taken sandwiches back. Well, not back. I've eaten them and demanded that, hey, I asked for this to not be on there. It was on there. And I need you to fix this. And their fix is always give me a free sandwich. And I get multiple sandwiches.
But this guy's clearly a scam artist.
Oh, like, I don't like that.
Wow. Why doesn't he? He should check
quite an accusation, Brad.
He should check the burger.
That's not his job. His job is to tell the people who make the burger no onions, and his job is to eat the burger after that. He did his job. They don't do their job. That's not his fault. I gotta check my burger every single time.
He should tell them that it's not a preference, it's a health need.
Preference my ass. I said don't put it on my burger. I paid for it, so you make it the way I tell you.
So there's $1 million on the line now, if you don't do it once?
Now, you can smell an onion from a mile away. So I don't know how he didn't smell the onions. But hey, he said no onions, they put onions on there.
I bet you he opened the sandwich and said, oh, baby,
I get to eat an onion and go to the hospital and sue.
Honey, get ready to bring my EpiPen.
Record this.
Okay, update. The Sonic suit was dismissed.
Oh, well.
So this is just attempt number two by him. But you're probably right, Brad, right? Maybe refining his skill set, right? Recording the order, getting additional information. It's actually just an impressive attempt. It's not going to work, but it's impressive.
Well, why is $1 million?
Who are we going to sue? Because that's what you teased.
Yeah. Well, we gotta find our way to make $1 million.
What's allergic? What are we allergic to? Anything?
I got nothing.
I'm not allergic to anything.
Yeah, I thought you were allergic to seafood.
No, I tried it. I'm not.
You know what always amazes me is the people who order a hot coffee. And then they somehow spill it on themselves.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
And then they get like $2 million. How's that possible?
Caution, contents can be hot.
Yep, that's how they fix that one. Put that on all the cups now.
But I swear I saw another one recently.
Yeah, there was one recently.
They must not have caution. Could be hot.
So all you need to do is put caution on the cup?
I think
burns are pretty...
Well, here's my solution. I think what I'm just going to do, like Kyle has done many times in the past, that's this.
We're going to sue your ass.
I think I'm just going to start threatening to sue people. It feels like a fun power trip.
You got to have a good attorney.
You want to be that guy.
You want to be that. I was just going to say. Like
the sue guy? The sue.
Well, here's the thing. I'm kind of having an identity crisis. I don't really know who I am.
Oh, wow.
Oh, what's happening? Is everything okay at home?
What happened?
Nothing happened. It's just...
No, something's
You're
happening.
You're too young to be having an identity crisis.
Who am I, Ben?
Okay, well, this is you realizing either A... You spent your entire life grinding to become part of a radio station, and you don't have a radio show?
Oh, wow. That's a shot fire.
Well, I do have a radio show. I have this show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you do. You are on this show.
Yeah, but you're not as proud of it as you are, Mr. Irrelevant.
Oh, I wouldn't say that's true.
You post about it more. Shows where your feels are.
Wow, we're really having a moment of truth here.
You asked me where your identity crisis may be coming from.
Are there unfulfilled dreams?
No, I feel like I've accomplished my dreams.
No, it's a girl. What's going on at home?
But maybe you've accomplished your dreams and they haven't fulfilled you like you thought they might.
Ooh.
Would you say you're fulfilled?
Ooh.
Yes.
Would you say you're fulfilled?
Hell no.
Kyle? Oh. Are you fulfilled?
I wake up every day and I am so excited to come to work.
What is fulfillment?
Happiness, joy from what
you do. Contentment.
Ooh, content. That's not fulfillment. Being content.
Being content.
So, but if you lack contentment, then you aren't fulfilled.
Wow. That's true. That's very true. Strofe.
How does fulfillment work?
KB and Nation, are you fulfilled? Tell us.
I'm very fulfilled. I love life.
I feel like I'm fulfilled.
Like, is Chris in the Shota fulfilled?
He should be. He got rid of that cheating one, and he found himself a good one.
Hey, upgraded.
Yeah, but he said his friends might be after his new wife.
Hey.
He's
got to
pick his friends better, and his wives. But maybe this time around is better.
Wow. You've already decided the new wife. So, anyway, if I become the I'm going to sue you guy, you think that will, like, give me a new sense of fulfillment?
Hell no.
What are you looking for in that role? Are you looking for power? Are you looking for
power,
money? Are you looking for control?
You know, Strofe, I think you should start putting your foot down a little bit more in things in your life, because how much you pushed over. I mean, you pushed over.
He's a pushover.
You immediately said yes to a request.
He's more of a backbone.
Yeah, like, I asked, I need a favor. You said, sure, whatever.
He's a yes man.
He's looking for strength.
That's not what an adult does. You don't just say yes to anything. You don't know what you're getting yourself into, and then you're stuck with it. I always, as Brad said, you're always supposed to say, what's up, what you need? And then you make a decision if you need to make up an excuse of why you can't do it, or if you need to process it. But you should never just be saying yes to anything, Strofe. I can only imagine what happens in your household.
Yes, I'll do that.
Yeah.
Yes, I'll do that.
She's probably like, give me some pushback once.
Hey, if there's an open-ended question, you always ask a question back. Someone says, hey, what are you up to this weekend? You say, what are you thinking? Mm-hmm. Like, you never say nothing, because then you are trapped. Whatever they request.
Trapped.
Robin Madison on fulfillment, you're up.
You know what brings fulfillment is when Wendy's screws up your order and forgets the beef on the buns and you smear ketchup and mustard all over their windows. That's fulfillment.
Have you done that?
Wow.
That sounds vindictive. I don't know, Rob.
I did it after a long night of snow plowing. I was hungry, and it was just the drive-thru window. So I'm like, I'm not waiting in that line again, so I knocked on the door. And they're like, go around. I'm like, no, I want my burger. They said no again. So I put both of those buns up on the window, baby, and smeared them all over.
Oh, my God.
You a good one.
Both those buns.
Love buns.
They forgot the burger.
Just real quick, Rob, before we let you go, is it fair to say you are a fulfilled man?
Oh, no, I could always do better, but I have a great time. I make good money. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's better than me, because let me have gotten a burger that didn't have any meat in it, and they told me to go wait in line again. I would say absolutely. I would have held up the line. No, if y'all don't fix this, ain't nobody getting their food.
It would have been like the that's probably not a good reference. It's the Tiananmen Square guy, just like holding up the line.
Oh, did they get shot?
I don't think so.
Oh, what is happening?
Lewis chimes in, this becoming relevant has left him unfulfilled.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, Strofe. There you go again. Maybe we do need to get rid of this segment.
Looks like we need to go to the next segment to try and fulfill more people.
Thanks,
I'm
Strofe.
I'm Kyle Bruston-Ortman. Another F- becoming relevant.
Dang,
they get worse by the day.
Could it just be I'm throwing the segment because I know it's nearing its death?
Dang.
That's how you want to go out?
You're not going to go out with a bang?
That's how you want to go out?
You're Pete Rose?
No, I want to go out with a bang, but I need to know when I'm going out.
Are you trying to kill becoming relevant?
I'll give you next Monday, there's going to be a new segment. So,
oh, wow.
So me and Around the Horn on the same trajectory.
Yes.
Just yep. One a lot
One a lot
than the
more
other.
Successful. Yep. Okay. One with core memories of many people watching Around the Horn growing up, watching Woody Page put things on his little chalkboard.
I see some Tony Reale in you, Strofe, too. Kind of like Long.
He does have that.
Be kind to people.
Was that how he signed off?
That's what he says a lot.
I mean, that's like you saying there needs to be more love.
There does need to be more love in the world. Hey, that's a big takeaway from this segment.
There needs to be more love.
I'm not going to lie. I'm not happy with the trajectory of the first three segments of the show. And Strofe made it worse.
Wait, I thought you were so happy with your first segment. Didn't we just spend another segment talking about how happy you were with the first segment?
I guess I was pretty proud of that.
Touché.
My fiance wasn't proud of me. I was ruining her vacation yesterday.
Oh, shocker. What a surprise.
I left her un... Ooh.
Oh.
Wow.
My fiance was unfulfilled on vacation yesterday.
Revenge test on Plaque, Quice, and Mantras by Freud.
I don't know what that means. More Kyle Preston Norman next.
Revenge test on Plaque, Quice, and Mantras by Freud.
This is Kyle Bruston Nortman, KBN.
I feel like KBN Nation would agree, Kyle, that Ben has most of the issues on this
panel. I would agree that I have the most flaws on this show as well. Brad's freaking perfect.
On ESPN Wisconsin and the ESPN Wisconsin app.
Back boots on the ground in Wisconsin after a weekend away. Gonna be back with you three. It's Kyle Bruston Nortman, Ben Brust, Kyle Wallace, Brad Nortman, Strofe running the show. KBN Nation, you can always get in the show at 800-990-3776. That's the Carbless Talking text line. I didn't think the most fulfilled thing we'd hear from KBN Nation was someone who didn't get a piece of meat on their burger, so they wiped the mustard and ketchup on the front door.
I was anticipating something profound that we didn't get it.
Oh, that was profound. It just wasn't deep.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
But whatever you got to do to
taking back control of your narrative.
No, maybe? I mean, he's still hungry and he spent his money
and he was snow plowing all day.
How do you forget patties?
On
that's
purpose.
What I thought.
They probably
but that's robbery. They stole from
no,
him.
No, you think Wendy's is being like, or whoever he went to, they're like, let's mess with this guy.
I'm calling the company, and I'm complaining, and I'm coming up there again and say, I need to speak with somebody.
I'm calling the police.
What does that mean, the company? Wendy's corporate?
I'm calling the local place the next day, because obviously that night, they obviously don't know what they're doing. So the next day, I'm calling and letting them know my situation, how it's completely unacceptable, and y'all need to rectify this. Want a refund, I want multiple sandwiches.
If you're calling the next day, you also vandalized the business by putting buns on their windows.
See, that's where he went too far. Like, he obviously didn't care. And now, if you're going to vandalize, then you lose all leverage. He lost everything.
So he's supposed to just accept the patty-less burger, take a picture, and call the next day?
I told y'all what I would have stood. If I would have stood in line and held up in line, they refused to give my stuff, I definitely would have called the next day. I would have took a picture and said, do y'all think this is acceptable? Do y'all think somebody, like, this is a burger place.
We're going to sue your ass.
Here's my receipt.
You can't be the sue guy, Strofe. We have the sue guy.
And
when you see him act like the sue guy, do you want to be like him?
No, not at all.
He's a Karen.
How would y'all not be infuriated by the fact that you got a Wendy's patty with no patty? They gave you two buns with mustard and ketchup like a child.
I do can't believe they didn't take care of it right away. That's shocking.
They told him to go back in the back of the line. I'm telling you, I would have threw a fit. At 1 o'clock in the morning, I would have threw a fit. 100%.
I think it would have been actually
I'm starting to realize we've solved nothing.
I think we've established Kyle is our sue guy.
We're going to sue your ass.
He has experience in it. He's driven to do it. He has no problem, you know,
being a Karen.
It's in his DNA. You can't be something you're not.
It is in my blood.
So what am I?
So this goes back to who you are?
You're not the sue guy.
Put some money in your health savings account and go get therapists.
Wow.
That is funny because baby girl told me we need to do a wellness check on Strofe. Giving emo vibes.
Oh, I know what it is. You know the band, the All-American Rejects?
Yeah.
They've been doing like pop-up concerts all over the country. And that brings me back to like 2008 when I was a little angsty.
All right.
You are pulling the vibes from 08. How old were you in 08?
I was 10. My parents had just gotten divorced and I really liked rock music.
This trauma from the divorce, tell you.
Boy. Put money into a health savings account and get a therapist.
I don't know if I can give any better
advice. KBN Nation is not here to help you with your broken home.
Okay, so what are we talking about?
I'll go get a drink with you if you want to talk about a broken home. You need that? Like, I'm being genuinely serious. If you need that, I've done the health savings account and the therapist for the broken home thing.
Does that mean you are a therapist?
No, I've just been armed with tools to help people that have been through broken homes.
Okay, what time out. I don't
I think we're taking this too far.
Yeah, I don't recommend you go to bed. I don't recommend you going to bed for help.
A lot of people, when they go through this, they go through like a explorative type chapter of their life, right? They go backpacking. They jump through hostel in Europe. You should take Mr. Irrelevant down the road and go find yourself. Go find yourself in the wilderness.
That is an awesome idea.
You should go and go backpacking in Montana. You should go to rural France. I don't know. Just go find. Just go
Montana to rural France.
Yeah, I mean, I know jump. you got a
life back here. He ain't got the money for
we
that.
We need a producer.
No. But part of finding yourself is when you just throw all the money aside and figure it out later.
Should I just walk across the country,
Forrest Gump style?
How should Alex Drove find fulfillment? 800-990-3776. Chris wants the Ben and Alex on-air therapy session.
I'd be open to it.
Yeah, let's do that.
That's a podcast.
Yeah, exactly. don't use KBN for that. Not everybody needs that.
Could you imagine Strofe on the side of a highway with like one of those like sticks in a knapsack
100%.
Walking down the road trying to find himself?
Do people still pick up hitchhikers in 2025?
They sure do.
Have you picked up a hitchhiker? 800-990-3776.
They sure do. I'm telling you, they do. It's a crazy world we live in, fellas.
A trucker picks him up and says, "Where you going, pal?"
I don't know.
Destination unknown.
You tell
me. Get out.
You tell me.
That depends on the truck.
You were going to ask something?
I was going to say, like, I think the first place to start is you just moved in with your significant other. Have you guys talked about this? I'm starting to get worried about you.
Yeah, she just texted me, "Are you okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm
no,
great."
No, you're not. You've made that very clear.
You're seeking.
You're starting to get texts nonstop about burgers and Strofe's unfulfilled life.
What is the meaning of life?
Oh,
I've always thought the meaning of life was to live a life of meaning.
Oh, my God.
Maybe this should be Mr. Irrelevant.
Why am I sweating?
Wednesday, 12:30. This is your show, okay?
Therapy session.
Help Strofe find his way back in life. I don't have time for it. I got a beer. I offer the beer. You turn me down.
I mean, that's a step. At least Ben's offering a step.
I'm trying.
Practical steps.
I'm genuinely starting to become worried.
I don't want to waste the precious time I get to be on the radio with his problem.
Like, Stevie just got out of, like, he's a teacher. Students are out of control at this point, and it really drained me. To get in the car with KBN is a really nice treat.
And then
how do you think his day is going now after a bad day with students?
Oh, I know.
That you're now a student.
We've got the answer.
What?
My meaning in life is to make other people realize maybe it's not all that bad.
How can we cut him?
Darkness retreat, Strofe tomorrow, go to Madison 10 a.m. for some fishing therapy from Adam. How does Strofe have a fulfilled life? 800-990-3776. And is it more likely that the Packers win 12 games or 8 games? You get to choose.
Yay. Yeah, that sounds very futile.
I'll tell you what, I'll be more fulfilled if they win 12.
That's in 2 minutes. God bless it.